CliffCentral.com.
Yes, Post Malone and Circles. Still not sick of it. I know some people are, but I am not. I refuse to be sick of it. All right, lots of things to talk about this morning before we get my prostate checked.
You're not getting your actual prostate checked.
Yeah, I know, but it's just hilarious. I think the whole thing's very funny. And when I said it just now, Pinky in the office just pulled this face like she'd been punched in the gut. She's like, what?
Well, Pinky,
that's so gross.
Looks, yeah, she looks more stunned and nervous on your behalf.
Well, before we get to any of that nonsense, let's get to some of Leanne's favorite stories of the day. Oh. Things you need to know.
Yes.
How about a wholesome story about four guys and the neighbor's dog?
Oh, nice. What do you mean?
Wait.
No, it's completely wholesome.
Okay.
No, there are no tricks.
See, I immediately thought.
No.
Because he knows Leanne, you see.
No, there are no tricks.
You promise?
Promise.
Four guys and a dog.
Mm-hmm. And no. So these guys moved into this neighborhood,
yes,
and they realized they weren't allowed to have a dog in this place that they lived in.
I hate places like that. I couldn't live in a place like that.
And what they noticed, this was in Bristol, by the way, in England. What they noticed is that they spotted a dog looking at them from the neighbor's window one evening, and they had an idea.
Okay.
They decided to write a letter to the neighbor offering their services as a doggy caretaker. So very sweetly they said, if ever you need someone to walk him or her, we will gladly do so. If ever you get bored, we know that you never will, but we can dream. We're more than happy to look after him or her. If you want to come and bring them over to brighten our day, you're more than welcome. Or if you want to just walk past our balcony window so we can see him or her, please do. And then they said, we simply miss having a dog around. The adult life is a struggle without one. And they said, the boy's from number 23. And what happened? The dog wrote back. They received a letter from the dog.
Okay, that is sweet.
Addressed to the boys and stamped with a paw on the back. What a treat it was to receive your letter, began the note. I love meeting new people.
Dog is so
well-mannered.
Very eloquent as well.
I love meeting new people. It would be great if we can be friends. I must warn you that the price of my friendship is 5 times ball throws a day and belly scratches whenever I demand them. And the letter continued, we here understand how hard it is to find pet-friendly rentals. Life just isn't full without a dog. And so they all got together eventually.
Sweet, man.
And it's just so nice. So the boys now meet this 2-year-old Stevie. She was adopted from a shelter in Cyprus. She's a black lab. And
why did you have to bring a race into it?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, she's just having fun. Just being a dog. You have to bring a race into it for. Such a race.
Well, if I said white, you would have said something about that too.
But she's not white, Leanne. She's
what if she doesn't identify as a black lab?
Exactly, yes, exactly. Damn it.
And now they've got a group chat so that the boys can offer their dog walking services as and when needed.
Yes.
It's just so nice.
That
is a wholesome story about a dog and
that is quite
four neighbors.
It's quite wholesome, but I'm sort of a little disappointed because I really thought you were going to make something filthy out of it.
No, not this time.
Good.
See, I like to keep you on your toes.
Well, I'm very proud of you, Leanne. Good story. Feels good. Yeah. I don't have anything negative to say about that story. How's that?
And now for a grisly story.
Oh, okay.
I knew it couldn't last. All right, go on.
Oh dear. Okay, a woman died.
Oh,
she just died of old age. She was 75.
A woman died.
In her apartment, and the authorities were just conducting like a welfare check.
Mm-hmm.
They found her dead inside the apartment.
Ooh,
and then the police searched a little further, and they found her husband dead in a freezer. He'd been there for 10 years.
Shit. No. Oh, that's horrible.
So he died 10 years ago.
She just kept him there?
And she kept him in there, but he had a note that was attached to his body. That had been notarized, this letter. In other words, a legal official had signed it and deemed it as legit, saying, my wife did not kill me.
Excuse me?
Wow.
That means this legal official is also into the killeration of the situation.
No one killed this man.
No, he died.
He just died.
Calm down. Everybody calm. So why are they Everyone calm down.
Some people just want to keep their loved ones with them.
For what? When you go and fish out the peas in the freezer, you also see your husband?
He was in a utility room in a freezer all by himself.
Just chilling, so to speak.
Oh!
Glad you found that hilarious. That's great.
The problem
is really good.
Is that it seems this woman was still claiming some of his benefits as if he was alive. So he was last seen at a doctor's appointment because he was ill at a hospital.
10 years ago.
And he had a terminal illness 10 years ago, yeah. And then...
What?
I think he just wanted to be at home to die. Had a letter notarized. This woman said she didn't even open it or read it. But I'm presuming she knew what was in there.
Do you buy this?
Well, look, she's in for questioning. This is all we know at the moment.
So this is the legal person, because, of course, the wife is dead, right?
Yes, yeah, the legal person is in for questioning. Mm. So for all we know, it could have just been a case of an old woman wanting her husband to still be with her.
Or there's something fishy going on.
No, don't jump to that conclusion.
Oh, sure. Because it's just normal, right? Normal to keep a corpse.
You don't have to be such a shit about it, Sia. Really. I mean,
this is some weird ass
nastiness. You've obviously never been in love.
So, yeah, the detectives ruled out homicide.
No, of course not.
So they're also investigating whether the woman had any help putting the body into the freezer. She must have.
Well, she's an old lady, so yes, probably.
She's actually in a wheelchair, but 10 years ago she wasn't.
Jesus.
Yeah, this is
all... So there are a lot of pertinent details that are missing at the moment.
This is all too weird for my liking, because how did... So this old man passed away. I assume there was some sort of ceremony for him.
No, the woman actually just told her friends and family that he'd walked out on her and that was it. He disappeared.
So she lied? You see, then she was cuckoo. Okay.
No, she's not cuckoo. No, she was in love, Sia. It's a beautiful love story. Don't you be so negative. Sia, you're sick.
Can they check your minds as well as checking your prostate? Because I don't know if you guys are okay today.
You have such a bad attitude to this, you know?
You want to sit with a corpse?
What happened to you just letting people be happy, you know? Really, just such a negative Nancy.
I think it all boils down to money. She wanted the benefits still.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Well, I think
had, like, veteran benefits.
Oh... I also think then this legal person must be locked up.
You think the lawyer should go, the notary should go to jail?
She says it was like literally a stamp and a sign. She didn't really get into the details. Almost like when you have something verified at a police station.
No, I don't excuse that. And I don't excuse that coupled as well with the odd circumstances that I had growing up. So my father being a reverend and the fact that he officiated a lot of weddings meant that he has an officiating stamp as well. Mm. Do you know, my father never even gave in to having us, like, get our things stamped at home. It's like,
he can't. If he has the same name, the same surname as you, he can't. My dad's the commissioner of oaths. I use him all the time because we've got different surnames. But no, you're not supposed to.
No.
So he's absolutely right.
I feel like you
By the way, who says that Labrador in your first story, Leanne, even identifies as female or a Labrador for that matter?
There we go.
Such a racist and a sexist and a transphobe.
Her name is Stevie, so you may have a point.
Exactly.
Her name? So you're using a pronoun? You're assuming?
The dog.
Her gender? Yes. Their name is Stevie.
So I can... I give up.
I'm sorry. This is going to bite us back in the behind one day.
Gareth, the only reason Melania Trump speaks so many languages is because of her various cellmates on the same crate that she was shipped in.
Excuse me?
When they shipped her to America to marry Donald, they put her in a crate, and there were other people in the crate who spoke, and so they swapped languages as a way to pass the time on the ship.
See,
on the container
ship. I wasn't
ship.
Far off.
Wow. Wow, that's awkward.
Guys, It's just unbelievable what's happening in the world. People are so upset about stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hey, here's something interesting to look at.
Go on.
You know, we pay for our former presidents in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're still paying for Zuma, and that really irritates a lot of people, me included.
What do we pay for?
We have four former presidents on our payroll. F.W. de Klerk, Thabo Mbeki, Kgalema Motlanthe, lest we forget.
Yeah, he was a president for a while.
Mm, and also J.G. Zuma.
J.G. Zuma.
Who do you think, out of those four, cost the most to the state?
J.G. Zuma.
Probably Zuma.
You'd guess that as well.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Who is it?
It's actually surprisingly not him.
Is it F.W. de Klerk?
It's Motlanthe.
Nah, but why? He was president for like a day.
Kgalema Motlanthe. I swear to God, I heard a newsreader say that
once. Kgalema Motlanthe.
Who was it, Leanne?
Kgalema Motlanthe.
So this is all brought up by the DA noting this question in Parliament a while back. And so some investigation has been done into answering this question, looking at what taxpayers still pay for when it comes to former presidents and their wives, and also what we have to put into their benefits, ranging in eight fields. So the benefits that former presidents get are hotel accommodation, private accommodation, airline tickets.
Jeez, it's good to be president.
Ooh.
Hey, it's good to be the president. You're only there for what, a couple of months in Kgalema Motlanthe's case?
Mm-hmm.
And now you got all these benefits. And he costs us more than the others?
Oh, there's more.
More than J.G. Zuma?
Yeah, but
with all the wives.
We also pay for their alcohol. We pay for their food.
Oh, you're joking.
We pay for their entertainment.
Even retarded people don't get that stuff paid for by the state.
We pay for their road transport.
I don't use that word anymore, Gareth.
Yeah,
I didn't mean retarded people. I meant people with intellectual disabilities.
There we go.
Sorry.
And we also pay for their security. So these eight different categories is what we pay for the former president and their spouse.
And
it turns out of all of the four former presidents currently on the taxpayer's payroll, Motlanthe is the one who costs the state more.
Son of a bitch.
Nice.
Really? Like him?
So, Gareth, yes, as you point out, he was the one whose term of office was the shortest out of all four. So he and his wife spent a total of 3.928 million of taxpayers' money over the past 3 years, of which almost 400,000 rands was on hotel accommodation. More than 1 million rand was spent on airline tickets in the past 3 years, and almost 2.4 million rands spent on car hire.
What is he even actually doing at the moment?
He doesn't have a job.
What's his current position?
He does not have a job. This is the point.
He's having the fattest holiday of his life.
The fattest holiday of all time. Yes.
Traveling the world, drinking all of the booze.
A fat holiday, that's what he's having.
Yeah, I'm struggling to find what his current position is.
He doesn't have a position. His position is unemployed.
But if you think about it, he wasn't even president for a year.
Paid for by you.
He was sworn in on the 25th of September 2008.
Right.
And then his term ended on the 9th of May 2009.
He was president for a minute.
Seven months and a little bit.
It's outrageous that we're all paying for his holiday. Like Leanne says, it's a holiday.
3.928 million rands spent.
Tell me this doesn't piss you off a little bit.
I hear you. The second most expensive former head of state is Thabo Mbeki and his wife Zanele.
But that's just the two of them. They don't even have kids. Mm-hmm. Zuma's got all those ex-wives. All the wives, all the ex-wives, all the current wives.
All the
girlfriends,
children.
The children. Yeah. Jesus, I mean, we must be paying through the backside for him. How can Thabo cost more?
Well, Thabo Mbeki and his wife, we've spent 1.663 million rands on them, of which 700,000 rands was spent on hotel accommodation. About 450,000 rands was spent on flight tickets, and about 585,000 rands was spent on car hire. And then in third place,
car or cow?
So car hire.
Cow hire.
I think you said cow hire.
Be eloquent. In third place is J.G. Zuma and his various wives. They cost the taxpayer 454,600 rands over the last 4 years. So they spent a little over 32,000 rands on hotel accommodation, more than 400,000 rands on plane tickets, and the rest has been on car hire.
So actually, Galema Motlanthe has been the worst for us.
Mm. He's the most expensive. And then if you want to break down who's naturally in fourth place and who's cost the taxpayers the smallest amount by far, mm-hmm. was F.W. de Klerk and his wife, Elita.
Well, listen, the ANC would stop those payments like yesterday if they could find a way. So he and his wife are just quietly... Elita, don't spend more than you absolutely have to.
They're still living under the radar.
They're living under a rock somewhere. Elita, don't.
Oh, no,
for God's fuck, don't buy that dress. Are you mad?
What is it? Buy my Rocky.
Don't you. If you buy that dress, we are going to go to jail.
Yeah, you can have it made for
you. You know how seriously the ANC takes corruption.
Hashtag Sia likes this.
Can you imagine?
The boy address.
Mr. Mandela said to me before we took him out of Robben Island, FW, if you take more than 5 cents from the treasury when you're not president anymore, we are going to come after you, all guns blazing.
they're overspenders.
Look, he clearly took that to heart because over the last 3 years, he and his wife only cost the state 197,000 rands.
As opposed to 3 million.
Yeah, 3 wow. million from 3.9 or close to 4 million rands. So all the de Klerks spent their 197,000 rands on was plane tickets. They didn't claim any additional benefits.
They probably just flew to Messina to go and visit Lita's parents.
For 197,000 rands.
They took a tin of re-coffee. And Omar the skater.
And it's re-coffee, it's nothing premium. make a cup of brown.
Brown. That's all they did. They took a cup of brown with them.
That's interesting to analyze these. Yeah. 3.928 million rands spent by the Motlanthes.
ANC are very spendthrift. We must be that way too. Unacceptable for us to spend money we don't have, Elita.
No, I agree, Effie. It's very, very expensive. And you know, the poor in this country, they have no money and they eat very little and we can't be seen to be greedy.
No, that's absolutely right.
Tears leaving the room.
You know, sometimes I lie in bed awake at night thinking of how much we cost the taxpayer.
You know what? If they've read this article this morning in bed,
they're high-fiving each other.
Or they're going to be pissed.
Why? That
they've lived a life of thriftiness.
Frugality, yeah. What is it? I can never remember. Is frugal someone who doesn't spend money or someone who does? Mbulela will know because he's a... Mbulela's a
know-it-all.
Sparing. Okay, there we go. So frugal people are people who are like, they're tight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know someone like that.
Like my dad.
Is he like that?
Ooh!
Really doesn't like to spend money, huh?
He won't even turn... on a fan in the car.
Oh, boy.
Because you're wasting the car.
That is horrendous. Can I just point out that those kind of people are disgusting to me? I like generosity and kindness go with
No,
with,
he is generous
no,
and kind.
No, I'm sure he is, but don't be miserly. It's so ugly. It's such an unattractive quality.
No, but he only does it to himself. Like when everybody else is in the car, it's aircon on and everything's cool.
They always say that Scottish people are like that. You know,
yeah.
We're very mean. Don't like to spend money.
Yeah, anyway. No, they do.
Jacob doesn't need official money. He raped the coffers. That's from Michelle. They're old, though.
He raped more than the coffers.
Galema and his wife are still young. YOLO, you only live once, y'all.
Fat
That's
holiday.
From David Longway, yeah. There we go. Siyabonga, just marry a politician instead of a broke doctor. The divorce settlement will be huge. This is after their presidency, not during. Guys, Motlanthe was leading a commission in Zim and also another commission in South Africa to review all legislation that's been passed since 94. He's been very busy over the past few years.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Oh, it's his cousin that's just sent this in to tell us what he's up to, defending him. He's costing us a fortune. I'm sorry. Unacceptable. We shouldn't have to pay for a politician. You know, in America, these presidents get such big speaking fees.
Mm.
They get paid a fortune just to be around, you know?
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Oh, but if he's doing stuff, then who are we to say?
Kagalegele mama. Say it again.
Kagalima Montalanti.
I do like that name.
Yes.
Okay, you want to throw anything else in? Because we've got a moment or two before we get my prostate checked. I know you're excited.
It's amazing how long this took, but former Pakistan...
What, to get my prostate checked?
No. Former Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf has been sentenced to death for high treason. I mean, Jesus. He first took over in a military coup in 1999.
Yes.
And ruled Pakistan as president until 2008. So this has been a decades-long fight.
They're going to put him out of his misery now?
They're going to kill him.
They're going to kill Pervez Musharraf?
Yep.
Hmm.
Sentenced to death in absentia for high treason following a 6-year legal case.
I'll tell you why I didn't trust him. Because his name started with Perv.
Yeah, like you can never trust someone like that.
Pervez Musharraf. All right, so they're putting... How are they going to do it? Are they going to electrocute him?
I'm not sure.
Hang him?
I think it might be a hanging.
I want to know the grisly detail, Leanne. Will you do some research and come back to us with the story on Friday?
I could probably tell you sooner than Friday.
You can? Can you use your computer?
Very professional.
Can you use your computer? Is that the machine you have there?
Yeah, just...
Oh, Jesus, I've got this...
Is this Olivia? I can smell the sterilization already.
Okay, yeah, Olivia. Talk into that microphone for me. Olivia's getting this.
Hi, Gareth. I'm Olivia.
Yeah, I'm not nervous.
I hope you're ready.
Yeah, sure. I'm feeling great about this. This is terrific. I'm about to have my blood taken out of my arm. How much do you need?
Ooh. Just a vial.
Oh, excuse me?
No, just a vial.
Just talk into that thing and we can't
just
hear
a vial full of blood.
Oh, Jesus.
About...
Is this really necessary? Pieces. Can't you just do a little finger prick thing?
Gareth, you are really... You're actually getting nervous.
Excuse me, you're sitting over there with all your blood. And you're giving me...
My arms crossed tightly.
Yes.
Hiding those veins.
Have you ever made a terrible mistake in someone and you hit an artery and they just started...
Oh, no. Sorry. Okay.
The blood was just spurting out of their arm. Has it ever happened, Olivia?
Never done that, Gareth, but I've had to
Dig around for a vein. That's
so I hope
beautiful.
You brought your veins
I got
with you
good
today.
Veins.
Oh, you've got good veins.
I've got good veins.
That looks good.
I don't give blood like Sia does. Sia actually donates blood. But I did have a blood test done, it's probably about 4 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And they took two of those tubes.
Yes.
This vial. How many mils is this?
They took.
5.0 mils.
Your language.
Those
vampires took... liters out of me and I was still all right.
Isn't that a little over like a teaspoon?
Now, obviously, you can't do this with people who have hemophilia or...
homophobia.
Hemophilia and anemia, right? You have to be careful of those. Because
you've got to be careful because obviously they bleed a lot. But you've still got to do the screening test. So you just do with precaution.
Sure. You got your gloves here. You've got what is this thing called that you strap around the arm to make?
A tourniquet.
A tourniquet.
Ooh,
right.
That's the word of the day.
You've got the bulldog.
What's the bulldog for?
The bulldog is what we fit the needle into.
Ah, right. Okay.
And then we've got the vial. And
the
we've
vial.
Got some,
the inside of my elbows are hurting.
Got a bit of cotton wool. You've got an alcohol pad to rub the skin to make sure there's nothing that gets into that hole, that wound. And then you've got the gloves. And you've even got a form for me to fill in.
And I've got a form because we've got to know that it's your blood and you've signed for it.
Okay, so we've got
Can
Olivia.
Can I have the alcohol pad, please?
Leanne Moll.
She's going to just lick it on both sides. Olivia Kalous, that's who we've been talking to. And Lucy Bologna. Lucy, it's very nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in this morning. It's nice to see you.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you.
You're from cancer, right?
That's right.
Okay, so tell me what this is that we're doing today. And let's be serious and sensible for a second.
I'm going to try. well, for us, it's about getting the message out there that prostate cancer is one of the most prevalent cancers that's affecting men. So what we wanted to
do... Well, it's mostly because women don't have a prostate.
Absolutely. But it's very high in South Africa, and men are being affected extremely, a lot of men. So we wanted to get the message out there. And I think a lot of guys have got this absolute fear of not going to get their prostate checked. And one of the things we've learned is that when it's your first test and you in your 40s, you can actually do a blood test.
Right.
And it's one of the ways we can get across to guys, listen, you know, your health is very important. And, you know, I do find that women tend to be, and I'm generalizing, but us women tend to be a little bit more better about health, probably because we're nurturers and we tend to be more cautious or we're more concerned. But we need to get, you know, men need to be caring about their health. So the whole idea is let's use humor, let's make it fun and different, and let's just get the message out there, guys.
Well, you've got a couple of really funny ads that I saw, and they're short ads where you've got like this person's lying in bed and then the lightning and thunder is outside and then there's this finger that suddenly arrives and it's like the dreaded finger.
Snap, you know. Those gloves.
Yeah, very much work in the genre of the horror movie. So, and that's all thanks to Hello FCB, who have been amazing. They kind of almost adopted men's health. They, they took a great risk and we took a great risk. We started off actually with the talking testicle. We had the testimonials first. The animation that
one testimonials.
Yes, Leanne, we got it.
And they actually was that whole thing was about getting awareness for the younger guys talking about testicular cancer, and getting young guys to be aware. So the actual testicle talks and it's amazing. So it's all and it's an actual website where you can.
Disturbing, but okay.
but it works. And then we came up with the whole idea of don't fear the finger. Of how do we get guys to be interested and to learn more about prostate cancer? So we're very excited. And, you know, you talk about the fear with needles. And if you think of what being diagnosed with cancer can be and how devastating that can be. It's a small little prick that can really help you if you think about it. So,
I'm not really one of those people who's paranoid. I was saying to everybody earlier. So I'll go for the tests and, you know, every year I do the HIV test and all that kind of thing. So I'm not extra paranoid, but I think that it's important for guys to be aware of these things. Mm. If you do have the likelihood of cancer, or even if they discover it in early stages, it can be sorted out. You don't have to die from something like this. And it's such an easy thing to do.
Absolutely. Early detection. That's the whole point.
Right. So we're going to do this live. Let's see if we can get some blood out of this vein.
Okay.
All right. Ready? So, well, I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be. You know, I'm so excited about this. You're about to.
If it wasn't the blood test. Yeah. It would be the glove.
Yeah, I know. I'd rather go for the blood test here. A lot of people thought I was going to, when I said I'm going to have my prostate checked, I was going to be, fingered on the show, but that isn't going
to
happen.
Okay, so we're not going to finger you.
You're not going to finger me. That's very, very good. All right.
Okay.
So let's go. All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, why are you playing vampire music?
Vampire, because there's vampires in the studio.
Out for your blood?
They are out for my blood. All right, shall we do this?
Let's go.
All right, she's putting the tourniquet around my arm.
The elbow.
Oh.
We're inside of the elbow because this is where we have a nice...
You get some veins.
Okay. Just pump your hand a bit.
Which vein are you going for here?
The biggest one I can find.
Biggest one she can find.
Okay. And then we take an alcohol swab.
I don't want to watch, actually.
Oh, yes, you do.
And we just swab it.
No, I really don't.
Oh, it's not so bad.
But it's fine.
How
big is the needle?
It's not big.
No, it's not
that big. Tiny little needle.
No,
that's
sorry.
You just looked at the wrong end.
I know. Okay, I'm not being supportive.
It's part of life.
Okay.
And you know, you mentioned about donating blood, Sia. Very important, because you know that about 27% of the blood that gets used for transfusions.
Yeah. Okay.
Cancer, for blood for cancer patients.
A little prick.
Yeah, there she goes. She's in my arm.
Ah. Sia, you worse than Gareth.
Ah, holy shit. Okay. It's not a pleasant feeling. They're taking liters and liters of blood. I can feel it.
Oh. Oh, Gareth, it's fine. It's fine. Oh, the blood is coming out quickly. Oh.
Isn't that usually a good indication of health? Good health?
Yeah, I actually had it tested, as I said to you a couple of months ago, and they said it looks good. So there we are. Now I've got to hold this, right? Oh. Let you get on with that.
Okay.
While I bleed out, Leah.
Oh, that was it.
It's like really tough for me to watch.
So now you'll take this away, and what kinds of tests do they do?
Okay, this is what we call the PSA test, which is the prostate specific antigen. It's a blood marker.
Okay.
If it's elevated above 3, means that there's an indication that you need to go for further testing. It does not indicate prostate cancer.
Okay.
But it shows that there is something. It could be an inflammation. It could be just that the prostate is not working as well as it should.
Right.
So when the PSA is elevated, it doesn't mean immediately you've got cancer.
Oh,
but
thank
you. It does
okay.
show that the... Oh. We do this for men over the age of 40, and the results will be out in about 3 to 4 days, and then you'll know where you stand.
So why do they say that you have to start doing these at 40? Is there any science behind that? Is that when you become most susceptible, most prone?
Absolutely, at that age. And what we have seen is that even, you know, men of younger are even getting susceptible to it, but generally men over 40. And then just to explain, so for example, my husband, he went for his prostate, he did a medical and did a PSA test.
Right.
And the prostate showed abnormal. So what it does, it shows if there's something abnormal. And they said, listen, come again. So he did another one. And then he actually realized, look, and then he was actually diagnosed. So it just shows you from a pure medical, just a PSA test.
He was diagnosed with cancer?
And it ended
prostate
up being cancer.
Prostate
cancer? Yes. So it ended
and they
up,
sorted that out, right?
Then they sorted it out. So he had to go in for a biopsy.
He's not your late husband. He's still around.
He's still around and kicking, absolutely. But he was 48, and that's actually quite young.
Yeah.
So generally, prostate cancer affects older men. But we start saying to guys, be aware, start 40, start doing your test immediately. So
that's
it's
a good thing.
Yeah. And it's particularly aggressive in black men. We don't know the reason.
Yeah, I know. Me and my people.
Yeah, we don't know the reasons why, but we've seen it especially in the UK.
Well, it's racism, obviously. We've put up with so much, me and my people. Sia, do you know this? It's very prevalent among black men.
I'm not vouching for anything.
No, do we know why?
We're not too sure why, but I think also what's particularly important in South Africa is that a lot of black men are coming to us at a late stage. So it could be a lack of access. It could be afraid of not going, you know, not going for screening, not being aware. So I think that's one of the messages we want to get across. You know, guys, please, you know, don't come to us at a late stage when, like you say, early detection is key, because then the recovery becomes so much more harder, or the chances of recovery are not so good. So, you know, in South Africa, we've seen that it is particularly high amongst men and particularly amongst black men. And we've seen in the UK, in the USA, the stats are showing. So it could be hereditary. It could be just a gene. Mm. But in South Africa, our biggest thing is access and getting guys to be educated and getting guys to be screened.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with having something like this done, and you can have other tests done at the same time, so you can go and get them all, you know, sorted out and ticked off at once. And I think it's important to keep track of your health.
How many things can you test out of one vial of blood?
Well, it depends. I don't know how much they need. What can you do with it?
Well, obviously, you've got different vials which offer different tests.
Oh,
they've
that's
got
right.
different lids. Mm. So they have a gel at the bottom which keeps the blood from clotting. So obviously, if you're doing a full blood count, you'd have a different vial. If you're doing an HIV test, you'd have a different vial.
Okay.
This is specific for PSA.
Right.
I just want to also share, Gareth, we spoke about the fear of the finger with a lot of guys. Just to make it clear, sometimes what happens if you go to the urologist, because a lot of urologists are the first person that you go to when you think there's something wrong. So you will do the blood test, and often that can clear you and you can say, okay, there's something okay here. But a lot of time a urologist will actually refer you and do a digital rectal exam.
See, that's when you're going to Dr. Ben Dover.
That's it.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until someone's doing it to you, Sia.
I could have gone somewhere with that.
It's all shits and giggles and until someone giggles and shits.
So what we're saying is, but you know, that we still don't discount the finger. I think that's important. You'll find that it's, you know, urologists will say, you know, you need a combination of both, and they might refer you. So, and if they see there's something wrong, you know what, let's do it. So that's one of the ways they also feel, they feel for the size of the prostate and and the details.
And when they do the finger test, it's the prostate, when it's a healthy prostate, it feels like the tip of your nose. But when it becomes very granular, and then it means that they're little, sometimes it, you know, there are little growths in it. And that's just why they do the finger test, is to feel the enlargement, the consistency of it. And
I just touched my lips with my finger and got grossed out.
I don't mean to be crass, but you wouldn't encourage people to test themselves at home,
right? No, absolutely not. Yeah.
No, because I would,
a good point.
I would assume that if
women women can do breast exams.
Yeah. You wouldn't encourage that.
But if you find a lump, you would definitely go somewhere.
Yeah. No, but hold
so
on.
That's the point.
You wouldn't know what to look for.
Exactly.
Well, you're feeling for something that feels like the tip of your nose.
Well, Sia, when it comes to testicular cancer, remember, if you're going to feel your testicles, and if you feel any tiny little bumps, that it's usually like a rice grain or something
or a
strange,
little pea.
You must also go and get checked out, because testicular
as
cancer
tiny
fixes,
as a grain of rice.
Feel for anything unusual. Get to know your body. You got to know. I mean, us women, we've got to feel, oh, that doesn't feel right. Oh, that's a lump. That feels weird. You know, any little funny thing. And the same guy, you know, with guys as testicular, older men, be aware of prostate. You know, it's about checking your health.
And absolutely. I mean, I've been down the road. As we know, testicular cancer is a young man's disease. And being a nurse, obviously, at home, children always used to say, "Mom, you're so gross," because I call a spade a spade. And I always used to say to my guys, "Have you checked your ghoulies?" They said, "Oh, Ma, you're so gross." And what happened, 5 days before my son's 30th birthday, he felt something uncomfortable, went to see a doctor. He was diagnosed with testicular cancer.
Wow.
And, that's 9 years later. And he went through chemotherapy and everything, and he's fine.
Thank
so
goodness.
It was early, but if I hadn't spoken about it,
exactly,
he wouldn't have gone for the testing.
Yeah, all right. You got to do this. You can do the test. It takes a couple of minutes. They collect the blood. Now, how long until I get the results?
3 to 4 days.
Okay. And it goes off to the lab, and then they'll tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they say to me there's a risk, then I must go and have the proper examination.
If your reading is above 3, then you would need to be referred to a urologist.
I'm looking for about a 1. That's what I think. Where do I sign?
Yeah, so what are you signing for then?
Just to confirm it is his blood. And
so I can have all my money and everything.
Look, that was quick. It was less than a minute of an actual...
Yeah, and our cancer care centers, they offer pap smears. Pap smears, listen to me. I'm talking pap smears and cervical now. I'm talking about the PSA blood test. We offer that for the men.
So this pap smear of mine, where is it going?
Your pap smear. So could a guy walk into a laboratory and say, "Can I have a voluntary test?" Or do you need to be referred?
I think you have to be referred.
Okay.
But you can come to a cancer care center. We actually close at the moment, but we are open on the 2nd of January. And they can come to us, and if they're over 40, and say, "Look, I should get my prostate checked. So can we do a PSA blood test?"
Yeah.
Very good.
All right, here's Carl. He says, "I told my mate that my doctor put his finger in my asshole. He said that at my age, that's normal. I said, but it was my dentist."
Carl. Carl.
Good morning, guys. I've been so behind on podcasts since I'm currently visiting my family in the Northern Cape, and cell phone reception is super sad and Wi-Fi doesn't exist. I thought I'd just wish you all a wonderful festive season. Enjoy Christmas, New Year, and thanks for the great show. Lots of love, Venetia. I'm so sorry your family live in the Northern Cape. That is absolutely the saddest news. If I get told I have prostate cancer, it's easier to deal with than having people
Gareth, honestly, you
know. Yes, really. And I just want to say that unequivocally, I would rather get prostate cancer than live in the Northern Cape. Michael says, "I'm trying to gym and you guys are making me laugh and and it's making it very difficult for me to concentrate in gym." All right, well, there we go. So it's not that difficult, huh, Lucy?
No.
It's not so bad.
And I think you were very brave, Gareth. You did that very
well.
Yes,
you
were. Crying on the inside.
No.
Yes, I am. All right, very, very good. So if people want to find out more, where can they go?
Well, they can go to our social media. Cancer's on Twitter, Instagram. We're on Facebook. Our care centers do open on the 2nd. However, we've got a skeleton staff on call. Or you can send us an email, info@cancer.org.za. And yes. So we're here to help. And we've got a lot of fact sheets on our website. So if you're concerned about any bumps, lumps, or anything you want to look up, just go look it up on the website.
Exciting. I think what was interesting for me in that regard was...
You've got hypochondriac central over here, by the way. This one's about to go and give you 6 liters of blood so you can test everything. I hope, Olivia, did you bring a whole...
I've even had those tests where you carry your own urine around in like a petrol tanker for a week. It's got some powder in it. I spilt the whole lot on the floor.
No, you did not.
Your urine.
Yeah.
Your urine.
That I'd collected for days.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Anyway, that's another story. But I was actually concerned because I felt irregularities under my boobs, and I went and had a mammogram. That is what they're called, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mammogram, yes.
I wanted to call it a mammograph for some reason.
And
it's actually caused from underwiring of the bra.
The
lumps.
The lumps.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like a ridge, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, but the thing is, you feel so good after you've been that you can just relax.
And being in the clear.
And feel, fine about it.
It's all about just early detection. You know what? If there's something strange, get to know your body. You know when there's something weird or whatever. Just check it out and don't delay it. And I think a lot of people delay or are scared. What am I going to find out? What's going to happen? And you know what? The sooner you deal with it, the more chances of better recovery, and great for your family and friends.
Ignorance has got to be the worst thing, right? I mean, like, you would rather know, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Everybody would. You'd rather know what was going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can do something about it. That's half the solution.
So, Olivia, you're going to sort Leanne out. She's desperate to take some tests.
Well, today I can only do a PSA.
No, don't worry, I'm not going to make it.
Leanne, if you're up for anything.
I'm fine down there, that's fine.
No pap smear, you don't want to do a pap smear.
Not today.
Leanne, pull your dress down.
No, not now.
Girl, my goodness.
No wonder that guy can't do gym. I'd be laughing my morning.
All right. Sia probably gets tranquilized before they take his blood. He's so dramatic. When last did you have blood taken for your donations that you do?
It was 3 months ago.
And you don't get freaked out?
No. It's not my favorite pastime to have a needle stuck in me.
You do this voluntarily, you idiot.
But, yeah, but it's, you realize the bigger picture and how that's more important than just the discomfort. And also, you know, the blood donor centers, like, they give you free food, so that's fun.
Yeah, you get cookies and... Yeah. I did it 2 weeks ago.
Do we pay you so badly that you have to go and get free meals from the blood donation? Holy shit, that's terrible.
Every time I'm hungry for...
Bring me your salary slip after the show. Let's have a conversation.
So. Why do you think I sneak off at midday every day?
To go and donate blood so you can get a free meal.
A cookie and juice.
Lucy, how did you get into working with cancer?
Actually, I was with a sponsorship company who had the same designer. Mm-hmm. And then this job came about. And I've been there a number of years. And I must say, it's such an exciting industry. It is, you go from training people to being in a studio, watching somebody get a blood test, to meeting cancer survivors who are real heroes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who have overcome the most amazing challenges. So
I'm with you there.
For me, it's just such, I go from, I've been a prison judge with Sia to learning about the industry to doing videos. So I think it's just exciting. And also just getting the message out there. I couldn't believe how many, I mean, she spoke about her
Olivia?
Son.
Yeah.
I spoke about my husband. Mm. I mean, there I was, I'm doing interviews regularly about men's health or women's health. And then somebody close to me gets diagnosed.
Yeah.
And you don't really know what it's like until
happens. And this thing with cancer, I mean, Olivia, you can also speak on this, I'm sure. It affects everybody. Everybody knows somebody. Everybody's had some kind of diagnosis at some stage.
Absolutely.
It's in
our lives. And as I say, I mean, I remember the day my son was diagnosed.
How old was he? 30-something, you said.
It was 5 days before his 30th birthday.
Oh,
he's now 39. But, I mean, and I was driving, and when I got this phone call, and I thought to myself, why? I've given my life to this organization. Why?
Yeah, I know. It seems so unfair, right?
And then, you know, and then when this whole thing, and when I had to process this, and I thought, well, you know, why not you? What have you done that makes it any different? But in any case, you know, I'm a nurse, but immediately I went into mom mode and couldn't think, couldn't think what I had to do, how must I support him, I think. But eventually, my, you know, it all came back. I mean, I've been with the Cancer Association for 24 years, and it's been the most incredible journey of my life, because this is where I feel that you can, you know, make a huge difference just by teaching people early detection, you know, how to reduce your risk. And especially with young boys, you know, testicular cancer is a very real thing.
Absolutely. And it's no joke.
No
joke.
You've
got to be very aware of these things, and you've got to know what's going on. All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you very much. That's cancer.
So you can find out this morning
more about CANSA cancer. Go to their website. And as Lucy's just told us, there will be people working over the holidays, but it's a skeleton staff, and they're back open in the first week of January. So you can go and find out more if you want to have your test done.
Very good.
Thank you very much. All right, Leanne Moll, any parting shots for you? Final thoughts for the morning?
Yes, the secret to a long marriage.
Oh, that's, of course,
not putting your husband in the freezer like this other woman did.
Sure, that was quite something.
This is the world's oldest couple. They've been together for 85 years.
Wow.
They met in 1934.
Olivia just pulled a face. She's like, oh, for God's sake. How long? 80 what years?
They've been together for 85 years.
That is exhausting.
They need a public apology.
Yeah. So apparently they're celebrating what they call their oak anniversary with 8 decades of marriage.
They only give you oak at the end of that long?
That should be like triple diamond.
Yeah, I think they should just put the power of sign next to a diamond as you go up in there.
Absolutely.
But they've got a few secrets. They do the thing where they never go to bed angry.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that's a very good thing to do.
Any bickering and fighting gets sorted out before they go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Slip.
Slip. good.
Go to sleep.
They eat nutritious foods, fruits, veg, whole grains, etc. Very little alcohol. She says John still makes a habit of going to the gym regularly.
You're there.
And they said the biggest secret to a long, happy marriage is they've never had children.
Oh, right. You lie.
Oh,
no. Did they really say that?
Yeah, that's what they said.
They never.
She also says it took me 5 years to make up my mind that I wanted to get married. Don't rush into it.
How old are they now if they've been married for 85 years?
Married 85 years.
She was 105.
She was a child bride.
He is 106. She's 105.
Yeah.
Charlotte and John.
Well, and John still goes to gym? Oh, jeez.
Of course, that's why he's still alive.
Man, too much work.
No, Sia, this is important. There's a good story to start your day on. All right? One or two quick messages. This is probably important. My parents were married for 58 years. This is Dr. Robin. From 25, my dad kept saying that he should have killed her. He'd have gotten off sooner. At 50, he bemoaned a double life sentence. He did love her dearly. And that's sweet.
Definitely sounds like it.
Let's call it quits right there. You know, quit while we're ahead. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you both ladies for coming through from Cancer, CANSA, Cancer Association of South Africa. And thank you for joining us this morning. I have given some blood. We'll give you the results.
We're proud of you.
We'll give you the results.
Good. Well done.
On Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever.
Yes.
We'll see. Whenever the results come in, we'll share them with you. Why the hell not? May as well put it out there. You've done the test with me. So we'll find out. CliffCentral.com